welcoming a great old friend, Bert Doman, to our radio show this Saturday morning. Bert is founder of Doman Capital Research. He achieved an international reputation for his expertise in forecasting the major investment markets, interest rates, and economic trends. He's best known as a Fed watcher and a contrarian. You've probably seen him on every major television show or radio broadcast, Rukeyser's Wall Street Week, for example, or CNBC. He's been quoted in the Wall Street Journal and Barron's, and he was ranked as one of the top 10 market timers. And it's really an honor having Bert on the show. We've known each other probably about 30, 35 years. Thanks so much for squeezing in a couple minutes this Saturday morning, Bert. Thank you.
Yeah, Mark, it's a pleasure to be with you. Yes, we've known each other a long time, and you were one of the panelists on Wall Street Week. I remember that.
Right. Well, that's a lifetime ago, right?
That was a great program. I was on that, I think it was 1981, with Louis Rukeyser.
Right, right, and I had the honor of being one of the elves on that show, too, which was a whole other story.
Right.
Bert, we've had some real volatility in the markets, and I know our guests are interested in some of your general opinions about where we're headed and so forth, but basically let's talk about what the Fed is doing. The Fed continues to hold rates low. They threaten they're going to raise rates, but it doesn't really seem to happen to any meaningful degree. What's your view of what's going on with the Fed and interest rates, particularly now since Europe's got negative rates?
I think we're going to follow Europe. The world is in a great deflationary situation, which is going to start getting worse. The central banks are totally out of ammunition. They don't know what to do. They've got too many economists at the central banks. They should have a rule, really, that no economist can serve on a central bank, and we would be in much better shape. You don't want economists running the Fed or the central banks. That's the worst thing you could have, because they never know what's going on.
So with negative rates coming to the U.S., and there's even talk of a possible devaluation of the dollar. Have you heard those rumors too?
Yeah, I don't believe that. The U.S. dollar is going to be the best currency for the long run. We've had a correction now at the central bank. The Federal Reserve wants a weaker dollar because it was a big problem for the large U.S. international companies. The currencies are very much manipulated, just like everything else is being manipulated. I think when push comes to shove, and the world is now going into a deep recession. The U.S., in our opinion, started going into recession in last December. We're in a recession right now, although the official numbers from Washington, they're just as manipulated as the ones from China. You can't believe them. We are in a recession. The GDP number that they just fabricated, showing 0.5% growth, they managed to get the number above zero because it would have scared people to have it below zero. But if you take the GDP growth per capita, which some people still calculate, and the government doesn't give it to you, although for them it would be very easy, we now have a 1% negative GDP growth. So we are in a recession. We are in a bear market right now. The bear market will now manifest itself. The huge down gaps that we've had on a large variety of stocks over the last 2 days tell you that all the bulls are being trapped. When you have large breakaway down gaps, as you know, Mark, it traps the bulls, okay? Because the bulls will not sell after a big down gap, okay? They wait for a rally to come back, and of course, everybody's waiting for the rally to sell on, and therefore the rally doesn't occur.
Yeah, some of the generals, the big names like Netflix and, Amazon actually did pretty well, but with some of the bigger names out there, Google, another name, they all just started to break, and I guess that's a valid point. When the big names are breaking, that's a warning sign. Apple, of course, also came down big.
Apple is now in a big bear market. You will never see Apple again at the high of 135 that we saw last year. And Carl Icahn is out. In fact, just the day before, I had a conversation with a friend. I said, I bet you Carl Icahn has sold all of his Apple stock. And yesterday, Carl Icahn said exactly that, So he didn't sell at 135. He sold probably below 100 here over the last week. And so he missed the top by a long time. If he had been a subscriber to our Wellington letter, maybe he would have caught the top. My articles are on Forbes.com, and you can see how negative I've been for the last year on Apple. I said, you know, the time to worry was 6 months ago, time for Apple stockholders to worry. In December, the article headline was Why Apple Will Go Into a Bear Market in 2016. The bear market actually started 2 months later. So, you know, you have to recognize what's really going on underneath the surface. What you want to do in this phase of the market cycle is you want to turn off your financial TV, because all they have is the guys that will lead you astray. Oh, this is still a bull market. This is wonderful. We're going to have a great recovery, earnings recovery in the second half. They never tell you why. Where's this recovery going to come from? From the little Martians are going to come down with the trillions of dollars of artificial money? It's not going to happen.
All right, so if we're entering into a bear market, Bert, is this a 1 or 2 year affair, you think, beginning?
This could be very bad. This could be very, very bad, because the central banks don't have the ammunition available that they had in 2008. And in 2008, that crisis was basically all the confetti that was fabricated by Wall Street with the subprime mortgages. They put them into pools. They sold the participations around the world. And so it was a minor crisis, but it was huge in effect. But the cause was minor in relation to what we have now. Now we have the biggest economies in the world, China, Japan, Europe, the United States. They're all in the same boat. Just excessive mountains of debt that is imploding. And then on top of that, the large U.S. companies like Apple, et cetera, and IBM, they have used tens of billions of dollars of borrowed money to buy back their own stock. This is horrendous. They didn't use that money for research and development. That's why Apple's innovation is a larger phone, a smaller phone, a larger iPad, a smaller iPad. You know, their idea of innovation is size. It isn't. What's going to be the next thing? A round iPhone? You know, that's innovation? Give me a break. You know,
Bert, we only have a few seconds left. How do our listeners get in touch with you and subscribe to the Wellington Letter?
Just our website gives you all the information. We also have trading services for short-term traders. They're making lots of money in this environment. It's at Doman Capital, D-O-H-M-E-N Capital.com. That's the best way.
Doman Capital, D-O-H-M-E-N Capital.com to reach Bert. And Bert, we want to have you back real soon, because we didn't cover the gold market and all other kind of interesting subjects.
Gold looks great.
So we'll have you back in a couple of 3 weeks if you're available. We're talking to my good friend Bert Doman. Try to reach him at DomanCapital.com. And again, thank you for joining us this Saturday morning, Bert.
Okay, my pleasure, Art. All the best. Bye.